Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. It's the 4th of July. Happy Independence Day, America. Happy Independence Day, Americans, wherever you are listening. Around the world, we're glad you're here, and if you like America, if you love America, if you care what America stands for, then you can celebrate right along with us. We're doing that. By the way, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host, as I am every day. This is my 16th consecutive live 4th of July program. I haven't missed a one since. Well, of course, if it was on the weekend, I did it on Friday, probably, or Monday, or something like that. But anyway, we're glad you're here. And Christina Cavanaugh is here, too. Christina's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. She's from Canada. She's a Canadian. She's up there in Toronto. And we're talking about email right now. Christina, thank you again for hanging out with us. ChristinaCavanaugh.com, right?
Yes.
And that's Christina, and Christina and Cavanaugh start with a C. And yeah. Cavanaugh does not have a U in it, so
right.
Spell it out like that. And so, ChristinaCavanaugh.com, her book is called Managing Your Email, Thinking Outside the Inbox. We're talking about the Canadian anti-spam law. Christina, just wrapping up on what we talked about in the previous segment, the law is in place. If you spam someone, then in 3 years you could be fined a lot of money. But in the meantime, you've got time to clean up your act, clean up your list. But Christina, what still bothers me is that I'm not sure if I know. Well, I don't know that we know where everybody is, right? Because you've got people in Canada with .com email addresses, right?
Well, that's right. And again,
so how would I know if I didn't know you, Christina, and you subscribed to my newsletter? How would I know you live in Canada?
Yeah. Well, that becomes an interesting issue, and that's
because you can go sign up for my newsletter by just giving us your email address.
That's right. Without giving any other kind of
address. we don't want the other information because most people don't want to give that.
That's right. Which then forces you to do the express option,
yeah.
Which means that you have to ask people to opt in,
mm-hmm.
If you don't know where they're located.
Right.
The other interesting thing is that the law applies to, like, so to your listeners who have Canadians on their, email
mm-hmm.
list, it applies to them, whether the capability of being able to seek legal recourse between two countries on something like this, I have no idea. The lawyers are going to have a field day figuring that out
mm-hmm.
3 years from now. But I also notice, like, I do receive emails from, certain American sources, and what I find is interesting is that nobody has, asked for an opt-in or anything like that. I think
mm-hmm.
that a lot of Americans are not aware of any of this, so
right.
I think it'll take
yeah,
time.
Yeah, it is, because, I mean, you don't hear many people talking about it. I mean, I was talking about it a while back, and
mm-hmm.
and on the show. I've been telling people about it, but, the thing is that a lot of people have been abusing a lot of good people over the years. If you visit their website, they've got a capability of scraping your email, and all of a sudden you start getting email from them.
That's right. That's
you
right.
You know, and I have never done that. I know other people, all of a sudden they've got 20,000 subscribers to their newsletter, and I say, how do you do that? And they say, well, we just scrape their emails. Well,
yeah.
I have never done that. I've only, if you get my newsletters because you said you wanted it.
Well, and that, I guess, is what this law ultimately is trying to
But for people like me and most other people who behave that way, it's a disadvantage to us. It's extra work for us because we've been playing by the rules. It's like it's like the millions of people who have to take their shoes off at the airport for the bad guys.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. You're exactly right.
Maybe I'm getting old or something. Stuff like that.
No, Jim.
Let me say.
Well, one other thing, though, that is also interesting, and I don't have an answer to this, is that right now, people who have asked for express consent, who have asked for an opt-in, what they're experiencing is about 20% response rate.
Yeah.
Which means that whatever emails they had, like, I don't know
it's
how they're going to handle
by
80%. The other 80%.
It's probably going to be cut by 80%. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. I know. Hey, Christina, I want to change subjects.
Sure.
Tuesday was the 1st of July, which is Canada's Independence Day.
Yeah, Canada Day. Yep.
Canada Day, and then we're having America Day today because it's America's 4th of July. What is the 4th of July? Does it mean anything to Canadians?
Oh yes, it does. We recognize both holidays, and I would suggest to you that we have a lot of Canadians who have American relatives, American friends, and so they've taken people who work in the financial services industry who deal with American services. Mm-hmm. They're all off today, so so we definitely recognize the 4th of July.
More so than Americans recognize Canada's Independence Day, which is a shame, I think.
And
you guys don't have a cool Cinco de Mayo kind of thing like Mexico does, see? You should have come up with some kind of cool moniker for your Independence Day, right?
Well, we're Canadians, so we just sit back and have gay marriages.
You're kind of quiet and stoic and everything.
Well, hey. we did have World Gay Pride here, like that was celebrated.
Oh well, that makes all the difference, Christina. Hey, Christina, thanks for being here. Happy Canadian Independence Day. A couple of days late.
And right, but happy 4th of July.
Thank you, Christina. We appreciate you very much. ChristinaCavanaugh.com, right, Christina?
Yeah, right.
Christina Cavanaugh, 2 C's, no U's. Christina, we'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Happy 4th of July. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.